Hello, welcome to a little bonus, a little Easter egg, if you will, for Superman Forever Radio episode 44. Since we had Superman Shazam in this episode, I thought it'd be kind of cool to do a commentary on the DC Showcase short, Superman Shazam, The Return of Black Adam. So I am ready to go on that. What I will do is I'm going to count down in just a moment. I have my DVD on 0000. And what I've done is I have gone into the main menu and selected, instead of play all, I went to the shorts and selected this. Because otherwise it would start playing and go into the other shorts. So I am going to save most of my commentary for the actual commentary itself. If you're wanting to follow along, have your DVD queued up to 0000. And I will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, play. And what you should be seeing is it begins with a black screen, but we get the Warner Premiere logo, a company that has currently gone bye-bye. Just a little bit sad. I don't know what that means for the future of any DC shorts or DC videos from here on in. But hopefully we'll see more of this. Ah, here it comes. I remember the first time I saw this DC Comics, multimedia logo. It was on Superman Returns and saw some, you know, little blips of Clark Kent in there. Got me excited for the movie. Now we start with this standard intro that we've been seeing for all the shorts. There's Bruce Timm, the mastermind behind the animated universe. Really quite undisputed mastermind at that. And this comic shop would be kind of right up my alley. It's all DC all the time. I'm digging that. And that is a cover from Superman Shazam First Thunder, which was a post-crisis retelling of their meeting, somewhat. Now we're into the movie proper. What a gorgeous piece of art. Fawcett City Lookout Point. They just labeled these now. I don't know, if you're living in the DC universe, I think a shooting star would be ominous. Something jacked up's about to happen. Little implication there. Little humor. Yep, see? Proof positive. Shooting stars don't mean good things in the DC universe. And hey, what happened to that couple? Where'd they go? See, there's their car all destroyed. And then we get Arnold Vosloo as Black Adam. What a genuinely inspired casting choice. Great logo there, which we don't see on the package. The package has a very plain Superman Shazam logo. Where was that? Because that looked gorgeous. Just for the record, this was directed by Joaquim Dos Santos. And of course, we had Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster to thank for the creating. Here in just a moment, we're going to hear the voice of Zach Callison as Billy Batson. And yes, Billy's wearing a Superman shirt. That's a level of awesome I haven't seen before. Wow, I didn't know this kid did a white trash Christmas. And yes, we're going to display how weak he is. He has thunderbolts on his boxers. Thunderbolts on the boxers. Excellent. And they don't explain a lot of how he's managing to keep this apartment going. In Power of Shazam... Oh, here we go. We have him selecting his wardrobe. As Billy's standard attire is a red shirt. But as I was saying, in The Power of Shazam, they kind of use Captain Marvel to stave off the landlords, pretending to be his father. And see, this is something that displays Billy's pure of heart. It's the last of his food, but he's sharing it with rats.
Good morning, Miss Bambi. You sure look pretty today.
And telling a prostitute that she looks pretty. I don't think Billy realizes exactly what Bambi does for a living. And that is the voice of Kevin Michael Richardson. From the Cleveland Show, he was in Lilo and Stitch. He was also in The Matrix Revolutions. And actually does the voice of John Johns, Martian Manhunter, and Mal Duncan on Young Justice. Which kind of borrows a lot of its animation style from this. And, yeah, Billy stands up to the bully and gets knocked down for it. Pure of heart. He's going to stand up for the people getting bullied. We wouldn't see the new 52 Billy Batson putting his neck out like this. That's something I really do miss.
Just trying to do the right thing, sir.
And that is why you're the captain, man. You know, you're the captain. I love this interpretation of Takitani.
Hey, speaking of, well, I hate to ask, but...
And if you actually look close at the graffiti, there's actually three Pearl Jam songs listed here. Look close, there's Even Flow, Once, and Brain of Jay. And I'm trying to remember, I'm assuming we are still in Fawcett City, so Clark Kent is in Fawcett City.
Is this all for me?
Oh, holy moly. The Captain Marvel's trademark. And we have George Newbern returning to Clark Kent Superman. Really my second favorite voice actor to portray Superman, because I really, really like Tim Daly. But Newbern really does a solid, solid job.
Yeah, it's what you get for trying to be good. Should have just kept my mouth shut. Be good, and good will follow. That's what my parents used to always
be good and good for fall. See, once again, pure of heart.
I was good before they were taken from me. I was good at the foster home. And I was good.
And here's something. This is a...
I'm starting to think being good isn't good for me.
There we go. He may be pure of heart, but he is starting to wear down a little bit, realizing that he's not getting anything back. Oh, that's so awesome. No big pompous introduction, just I'm going to come in and jack your world up. And Vosloo really does add an intimidating factor to an already intimidating character, because they really do portray Black Adam extremely muscular.
What do you want from me?
Just extremely imposing, and Vosloo's voice just nails that. I just love that look he gives before slapping Clark Kent across the street. Please. Of course he doesn't know what he just did. Ah, here it comes. Here it comes. Boom! There's the moment. Gotta have a shirt opening. Ow. That was an awesome effect on the chain link fence melting. Yep, they are in Vessel City, because there's the FCPD, or FCFD, fire department. Oh, the action in this is flawless. I do love the, you know, with the direct DVD DC, I've been highly impressed with action sequences they put in these. They really do, and this isn't even something that would take advantage of the PG-13 rating. And there's the Man of Steel.
Stay here, son.
I love the design they use here. It differs a little bit from what they do use in Young Justice, but you can still see the inspiration. And that's also just an excellent line. I fight for those who can't fight for themselves. You're not fighting a woman now, Black Adam. What now? What now? Oh, magic. And here's Superman realizing he's got a situation on his hand. I've been asked before, in a fight between, you know, Captain Marvel and Superman, who would win? And while Captain Marvel does have a little bit of an advantage, ooh, boom! He has a little bit of an advantage in having magic base powers, he's still a kid at heart. So I think Superman, just with the experience he has, just approaching it as an adult, does have an edge. Not sure why the Washington Monument's in Fawcett City, but I'm going to let it go.
Indeed. You are my physical match. But I sense one critical difference. A vulnerability to magic.
Oh, here it goes. Not only does Superman realize he's in trouble, Black Adam realizes his issue. Ooh. Great heat vision effect. Sorry, got distracted, but Black Adam now knows the weakness. He's going to exploit that. And the Washington Monument falls. I'm assuming it's obviously not the Washington Monument, but... Great, glad that was wrapped up.
But you beat him. It's over.
See, Superman has experience. He knows these guys don't sit down. Oh, this is gonna hurt. Ow! That took advantage of the PG-13 rating. Superman getting skewered into the subway.
Where's the fire?
Please, let go!
It's so subtle what they do with this character. The green eyes.
Right here. Well, it's a token, but I told you I'd pay you back. Now you can take the subway instead of hoofing it on foot.
And the token has a lightning bolt on it, of course. A big knowing smile. Not that he used the token. Which is awesome. We get handed this piece of... I guess exposition isn't the word, but we get this little piece of foreshadowing, and he doesn't even use the token to get into the subway. Well, that was a great movie. It's been fun to... But Billy Batson's now dead. Oh, wait a minute. Now, this is actually a really cool way to display this, and kind of a difference between the comic book medium and the animation medium. It's coming right up here as we look out the window. So now the token does its thing. What if he had dropped it in the turnstile? Brilliant colors, too. Really good choices. So we see the exposition. It actually does say CC and Marilyn, which was... CC was not named until Power of Shazam with Jerry Ordway. Foster families. Now, I wonder if that's implying the Foster families remain. Because it's definitely not a snotty Billy Batson like we see in New 52. But yeah, basically they cut out the uncle, but great way to display that. Just quick images. Obviously, comic books don't move, animation does, so they actually took really good advantage of this. This was really just a well-made short. And pretty complete under itself, considering the runtime is a little over 20 minutes. Just well done, and now we're in a cavern. So we cut out, in a sense, we cut out the stranger leading him down the subway, but there's the seven deadly enemies of man, there's the... Oh, crap, James Garner's talking. But here's the Rock of Eternity. I love James Garner. Weird choice. It's an absolutely odd choice for a wizard. Because he even has that sort of Brett Maverick drawl when he talks. Look at the light show, kid. Look at the light show. Recognize. Harry Potter ain't got nothing on me. But I guess the wizardry, I mean, I've talked a little bit about Harry Potter being not influenced, but being very similar, where we have the orphan kid who gets bestowed powers of wizardry. It's a neat archetype. And here, instead of... See, here's one thing I wish they would have done, is show Black Adam's fall. Instead of tell us. I mean, we are dealing with a visual medium. And it does not take advantage of that, which makes me sad.
Why, you, of course. I've been watching you for some time, Billy. And now...
But yeah, James Garner coming back. He really is excellent. And I forgot to mention, right at the beginning, the couple talking is... The female is Danica McKellar. Super Cooper from Wonder Years and also Miss Martian on... Young Justice. A lot of that cast came from here. But then again, I guess if you're wondering under the Bruce Timm banner, you kind of got some connections. You got a good chance of going on to the next animated feature.
You, Billy Batson, are all that stands in the way of Black Adam again unleashing tyranny upon us.
I can't.
Tyranny.
You must.
Tyranny. There. Poof. That's a cool effect. It's done, but I'm going to do this light show just for fun.
We have to get out of here!
In your times of need, simply call on me, but this is my destiny. Go now.
It's my choice. Kevorkian is not needed here. I got this covered with this giant block. And we're back to Superman. Oh, wait. I'm way off. So did he teleport back to that spot?
One potential obstacle destroyed. Now to finish off the other.
Hey, leave him alone.
And Billy once again standing up to the big bully and realizing, crap, I'm outmatched. It didn't work out well last time when he stood up to the punk.
Not as impressive as this one.
And I'm going to do all of nothing but run into a wall. You got to give him, give him a little bit of points for spunk.
Amusing. The wizard finally gave you.
Man, he just looks so awesome.
But neglected to show you how they work.
Superman?
Ooh?
Anyone?
Superman ain't helping you now, kid. And here it comes. The moment. And we get just an excellent reveal. Captain Marvel, and voiced by Jerry O'Connell. In the Young Justice show, Rob Lowe actually does the voice of Captain Marvel. And here we go. He's discovering his powers. Jumping instead of flying, and now he's got the speed of Mercury. This actually is a fun scene when he's realizing it, even though we still have the adversary there. We still have Black Adam to deal with, but just sort of the childlike joy of discovering all these powers. And I can fly. I wish I'd had a Robert Downey Jr. delivery. Yeah, I can fly. Oh. Whoops. Everybody makes mistakes, right? Okay, this is one of my only complaint overall about the short, because the animation style is great, the colors are great, the story is actually well done. The bubbles. Like a Donald Duck cartoon or something. I did not like that, where his voice comes up through the bubbles. And now we get the fisticuffs, the Fighty McFightenstein copyright, Andrew Leyland.
Spent 5,000 years traveling across the infinite void of space to be thwarted by some man-child.
Hey, wizard, you couldn't have thought of a better punishment than banishing him to a star that he could make his way back from eventually?
What does Superman do, then?
Oh, great line.
So you're what this is all about.
I'm his replacement.
Then let's replace him.
Superman being an encouraging force to a young hero. I dig that. Superman really does hit all the right notes. Because, you know, Captain Marvel shows up and he's not like, okay, I've been fighting for you. Who are you? What are you doing? What is the deal? He's like, well, let's get on this. Let's take care of the bad guy. Clearly, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Oh, what a cool ripple effect. And we get air karate. But what great camera angles. The sort of shaky camera angle. You can't actually get a shaky camera in animation. So it's a chosen effect. And I think it works really well to just sort of rattle the viewer. Oh, that was a great shot with his eyes coming. Boom! What great hits. Oh, wait, where'd the river go? Because now we're in a canyon. Where'd the river go? Oh. Well, that can't be good, can it? Shades of Superman, the movie. All we need is Jimmy Olsen on the day I'm taking pictures.
Why? A necessary strategy. Divide and conquer.
Oh. Black Adam, that's one of my favorite aspects, is that he is very, very, very much a tactician. He doesn't rely on his strength to be an enemy, which he could, overall. He really falls back on good tactical planning and just being... looking back at his origin, he was sort of a consult to a pharaoh that managed to kind of rule and take over a big part of Egypt. And that's just part of who Black Adam is and why I like him. Why he's threatening, because he's thought two steps ahead already. This is cool. Okay, a little convenient that she fell right out and didn't snap her neck Gwen Stacy style, but I'm okay with it. These are little things. Actually, I'm going to be quiet with this moment.
Is this who I was to protect? Why? Because they are weak?
Put her down.
When you crush an ant beneath your foot, do you feel remorse?
Ant, no. Meet Boot.
Is this because you are evil, or because you recognize yourself as a higher form of life? This is what the wizard could not understand. If I have the powers of the gods, then am I not a god myself? Should I not be treated as such?
Put her down.
And that's kind of the,
to be a protector,
the core of why Billy makes a good protector, a good heir to the power of Shazam. As a child, he doesn't think in the schemes. And that line, I almost stepped on that line. I'm not going to hedge around this. Look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to kill you. I'm Black Adam. This is how I roll. But coming back to that, this actually kind of solidifies it. He doesn't think in the scope that Black Adam does as far as gods and being better than anybody. He's a child. That's terrifying.
How did you stop the
flood? Oh, I'm going to go to a trauma center now, Superman. Awesome. I hope it's not a summer day, though. That won't last too long. I remember thinking the first time I watched this, man, Superman was not in it that much. Upon subsequent rewatches, it's actually spread evenly between Superman and Captain Marvel. Even though Captain Marvel doesn't appear until somewhat later in the short. Oh, right in the jimmy! This is where the PG-13 rating comes in. Some of those close-ups of the face rippling. And here is the crux of the story. Why Superman needs to be involved in this version.
Not the power. It only changes that I can choose my own fate now. Like a god, maybe.
That's enough.
Ooh.
No, I have to protect them. How?
By being like him?
By being stronger than him.
Superman's kind of playing the Jiminy Cricket to Billy Batson's Pinocchio. And coming back to the main theme, this is a surprisingly complete circular arc. Mentioning being good at the beginning. With Captain Marvel having that choice to really make that, the hardcore decision, do I kill him? Which may or may not be the right thing here. And Takitani revealed. Not just a talking tiger in a suit. Originally, Takitani just was a tiger that learned how to talk.
Not again.
I like when they do ascribe a little bit more to him than that. Jerry Ordway turned him into a puka. Shape changer. And Black Adam makes a decision. Based on pride. So his pride led him to destroying himself. Rather than taking a punishment that could mean he could be back at some point or figure out a way out.
As a doorknob.
Man, he's got a great voice. Kevin Michael Richardson just has an excellent voice. And there's a lot of resolution we didn't get. Exactly how did they permanently fix the flood? Does Superman know Billy is Captain Marvel? I took the implication, the being good line. And yes, your homeless youth defies odds. But I took the be a good line as an implication that he did know. And we're back to the punk. It's a scene that I don't agree with, but darn it, I enjoy it.
Hero's got nothing to say. Come on, say something, I dare you. Come on, just one word.
What a great look. Nothing needs to be said, just the lightning bolt. overall a good short. Kind of a fun thing to do a commentary for. See Danica McKellar as Sally. But overall, I mean, they kind of nailed all the... Oh, they credited C.C. Beck and Bill Parker. Fantastic. But they nailed all the pertinent points of the origin. That was something I mentioned in the episode proper. That the up until the New 52, the episode really hadn't been tampered with. But that wraps up my little bonus commentary of Superman Shazam First Thunder. I hope you did enjoy it. I may do some more of these with the shorts as they come along, or, you know, the longer pieces. But wanted to give you a little something extra. Until next time, I'm J. David Weider. I appreciate you joining me, and I will see you on Superman Forever Radio.